A show of military strength and might as U.S. President Joe Biden welcomes South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol at the White House. The state visit is designed to reaffirm decades of military cooperation between the two nations and project deterrence in the face of stepped-up missile testing by North Korea that has in recent years shown little interest in talks of denuclearization.
Look, a nuclear attack by North Korea against the United States or its allies or partisans or partners is unacceptable and will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
The two leaders signed a new plan known as the Washington Declaration to expand nuclear deterrence in the region through joint exercises, even though South Korea is officially a non-proliferation country. For the first time in 40 years, U.S. nuclear submarines will be positioned in South Korea as part of the declaration. For its part, Seoul has committed to not developing its own nuclear weapon, instead remaining under the nuclear umbrella of the United States. And while the two leaders insist their alliance is strong, there are lingering tensions following the unintended release earlier this month of Pentagon documents showing the United States was spying on Seoul.
We need time to wait for the investigation by the United States, and we plan to continue to communicate on the matter.
At their joint Rose Garden press conference, just one day after announcing he was running for re-election, Biden also dodged questions about his age going into the 2024 presidential election. At age 80, he's the oldest president in U.S. history to run for a second term.
I took a hard look at it before I decided to run. And I feel good. I feel excited about the prospects.
Well, President Biden may dismiss questions about his age and fitness as commander-in-chief. It does present a problem for this White House, hoping to project strength and deterrence to a nuclear foe, while reassuring American allies like South Korea. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.
Samsung Electronics has reported its